You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As we continue our reflections of the medium-term budget policy statement, we're going to be taking a look at whether or not this MTBPS is one we can finally be proud of as South Africans. I'm joined on the line by the head of research at Citi South Africa, Gina Schoeman, to take a look at the budget that was delivered today and get her thoughts around this. Gina, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks for taking the time. I want to get your thoughts around the budget in general. Initial thoughts around some of the things that were mentioned. I mean, announcements of new inflation targeting, announcements of a new infrastructure bond, the targeted and responsible savings plan that we've got in place. All in all, at first glance, this seems to be quite the impressive midterm budget policy statement. What are your thoughts?
Certainly, I am impressed, and not just because we've come off the first half of the year where we had that mess with three budgets, but impressed because we are seeing a consistent demonstration from National Treasury of fiscal credibility. So this means that it's exactly what you said. They are enforcing fiscal management. They are being strict about where money goes. And when money does go somewhere, they want to see some benefit to the economy from that. What I would add to that was, of course, a massive positive today was to see the National Treasury and the South Africa Reserve Bank working so closely together now. Because if you look at the financial markets, you will see what the official lowering of the target has done for bond yields. And that just means that our debt is going to cost us less.
And we looked at that a moment ago with the chief economist at Investec, Annabel Bishop. She shared her thoughts around the inflation targeting. Gina, perhaps while we are looking at your thoughts on inflation targeting, I want to look at your thoughts around the rest of the pronouncements that were made by National Treasury. We got a reaffirmation or a confirmation around what we still expect to be a positive year from a growth perspective, 1.6% over this year, and then an average of 1.8% over the medium term. We know that in the past, National Treasury has been optimistic around our growth prospects, but it's seems as though we're finally perhaps starting to see direction on how we achieve that growth outlook and that target. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, no, absolutely. And I think in order to achieve those type of growth rates that are also more realistic, what we're seeing in what Treasury used revenue overrun for, so excess revenue that they weren't anticipating that is a nice windfall, is that they've actually used that not only to narrow the budget deficit, but also to add to the contingency reserve for infrastructure, for investment. So for the type of spending that we need on things like Transnet that will actually power up those reforms further, and then, of course, that gives you a more credible growth story down the line. And I think it's important here to also have a look at the MTBPS and have a look at the various scenarios that Treasury paints for growth. They're saying that, sure, there's a realistic path here where we go upwards, but we're not shooting the lights out. We have to be realistic that things take time. However, in the event that, you know, certain things go better than expected, well, suddenly there's your much better growth rate, but also a nice warning in the event that things don't go as well as expected, particularly in the global backdrop, then of course, you know, we have to keep to our fiscal targets when we don't get the right type of growth.
Gina, would it be premature to say that we have a workable plan here?
Oh, we absolutely have a workable plan here. And I think, the proof is always in the pudding, they say. So this MTBPS picks up from what they told us would happen in the May budget, not the February budget. And what's really important for the medium-term budget statement is that it really introduces what we should expect in the upcoming February budget next year. And that's what they need to build on. They need to build on fiscal management. They need to show us that in the event growth does not arrive, they will still adhere to their fiscal targets. In other words, be strict, because there isn't excess money to just throw around. And if you are going to spend it, you have to spend it on the type of things the economy needs to grow better. But in the event that everything goes to plan, well, then we might see some growth upgrades down the line. And I mean, that's been a very long time since we've seen that.
Gina, do you think that the minister missed any points he could have touched on that could have been beneficial to the economy at this stage?
Well, I'd be unfair. There are some things such as a fiscal anchor, so more fiscal management processes that could have been mentioned. However, they are busy with this. This is a process that they are following. Fiscal anchors are good because it gives more credibility to debt stabilization. It would be great also to find out the contingency reserve that is now receiving some of this revenue overrun. We know that a lot of that is going to go towards Transnet. It would be great to find out what Treasury thinks the potential benefit to the economy would be of that, but that could be something they build out later on. And then finally, and this is where they've been conservative, and we might very well see upside from this, Treasury also made it very clear that although we've been enjoying very strong commodity prices, where a lot of our mining companies have been enjoying better profits, they have not actually yet budgeted for additional corporate income tax revenue off the back of that. So that's something to look forward to when we get the December budget figures, because it might mean that they might be able to upgrade some of this revenue going into the February budget.
Gina, before I let you go, we have our Monetary Policy Committee meeting taking place next week. I want to get your thoughts on an interest rate decision from that perspective. But we have also been seeing rumblings from the likes of the Bank of America, other ratings agencies, about a potential ratings upgrade to South Africa. Now, yes, we are still two notches into junk, but any upgrade seems like a good one. Can I get your thoughts on both of these two potential outcomes and what you think might happen here?
Yes, absolutely. So in 2 days' time, we're going to S&P decide what to do with their positive outlook on South Africa. Our view, and we've this for a while, has been that there is a much stronger positive outlook to result in a ratings upgrade rather than to remain a positive outlook, or dare I even say go down to a stable outlook. There is enough that we think has been done, not just with the progress on reform, but particularly with this type of budget and then also an endorsement of the inflation target. So we do think and expect that S&P is going to upgrade South Africa's sovereign ratings, which would align it with Moody's. And yes, still junk, but the direction is so important here. And then in regarding the SARB's meeting next week, well, the only thing that was stopping us from calling for an interest rate cut next week was the fact that we didn't think you would get an official endorsement and move to a 3% inflation target. Now that we have that, and bond yields and the currency are reacting so positively, we have moved to a view that instead of starting a cutting cycle in March next year, the SARB is going to start next week. So that's something to look forward to, because lower interest rates together with lower inflation tends to bring on better growth.
Seemingly an overall positive medium-term budget policy statement delivered by the minister today, and certainly the markets and sentiment reacting positively towards the objectives of South Africa and the direction our economy is headed in. I think we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the head of research at Citi South Africa, Gina Schoeman, for joining us to share her thoughts on the medium-term budget policy statement.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.